Hello, everybody. From just outside of Tucson, a little ways up Dove Mountain, it's another edition of Radio Munson. Porter's You Do Something to Me. And if it weren't for that, I'm not sure I'd be around here on Thursday evenings. I'm glad you're on your end, wherever that might be this evening. I'm broadcasting from just outside of Tucson in our little abode slash studio that we call the lavishly appointed Radio Munson West Studios. Sounds good. I haven't gotten around to putting a sign to that effect on the door yet. I think probably I wouldn't get away with it. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, till 7 o'clock Tucson Time on another May evening. And I don't know about you, I feel lucky to be around. That was Nelson Riddle, by the way, and his orchestra, who now backed Judy Garland with another lucky thought.
Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover. I'm glad all over. I want to shout hooray. I found a horseshoe, couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. Couldn't course you happen along. Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky. Oh wow, I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
That's Judy Garland with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. What a great voice. Boy, could she sell a song also. Well, she could sell anything. Judy Garland. And Radio Munson here on GLT. Glad you're, you know, we feel a little lucky tonight. I don't know about you on your end. I have a feeling that you could use a little uplifting music this evening. So we'll have some of that. It won't be exclusively that. But everything's on sort of a positive note as we kick off another two-hour show here on GLT this evening. Here's Mark Murphy with a wonderful group, including Norman Simmons on piano, Paul Bolenback on guitar, Daryl Hall plays bass, and Grady Tate on drums.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now, we're cozy and clinging. Well, girl, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just got to behave. Ooh, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Hey, baby, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd just start popping my spring. Boing. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, girl, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd ring. From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I just got to behave. Oh, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, baby, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd stop for popping my spring, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ring, ring, ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding.
One of the truly great singers, Mark Murphy, here on Radio Munson. That was Norman Simmons playing piano. This piano player is Errol Garner. Thank you. coming through. Richard Rodgers' Where or When at a special concert he did in 1955 at Carmel by the Sea in California. And a resultant album was recorded almost by chance by some guy in the Armed Forces Network. And he didn't have it set up very well. The balance of the instruments was not all that well done. And Columbia Records put it out anyway as an album by Earl Garner called Concert by the Sea. And it made $1 million for Columbia Records in short shift back in 1955, 56, and 57. And now it's been digitized and balanced a little bit better and reissued. It's a great album and a great example of Errol Garner's work, 1955. Errol Garner, Concert by the Sea. Here's Sarah Vaughan on Radio Munson and something from one of two albums she did with alto saxophonist and bandleader and arranger Benny Carter in 1963. With Benny Carter's arrangement and band, 1963, here on Radio Munson. A lot of good sides to spin for you tonight before 9 o'clock Central Time rolls around. Here's Michael Bublé.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. A throw-in, undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. So calm, unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. A rainbow I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but undeniably true. But I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Do my foolish alibi for you. Girl, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me that I'm so impractical. Rainbow I'm inclined to pursue. Go ahead, call me irresponsible. Your time unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly
DeLovely. Sure is, being with you here on Thursday night on Radio Munson. That was the old Tonight Show band when it was conducted by Skitch Henderson. You know, Skitch was the first band leader on the Tonight Show when Steve Allen was the host. And then he was band leader again during the early part of the Johnny Carson years. Skitch Henderson. I was him playing piano with his band there. So who did Jack Parr have as his band leader? You know, Jack Parr was in between Steve Allen and Johnny Carson, hosting that venerable show. The guy's name was Jose Melis. He was a piano player also, and he'd been with Jack Parr during a daytime show and followed him onto Tonight Show. I'm Don, and this is Radio Munson. That was a song written by Cole Porter. Boy, Cole Porter wrote some wonderful songs, including It's Da Lovely. Today was the birth date of Irving Berlin, maybe the granddaddy of them all in the Great American Songbook. What a prolific songwriter he was. He was born on this date in 1888 in Imperial Russia and immigrated to the United States when he was 5 years old with his family. Irving Berlin had a long career as a songwriter, and in fact, he lived to be 101 at the time he died in 1989. Here's one of my favorite Irving Berlin songs, done by Stacy Kent.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on your floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, or grocer, let yourself go.
Stacy Kent, David Newton playing piano, and Jim Tomlinson, tenor saxophone. Jim and Stacy are married. on Radio Memson. Here's a song by Pinky Tomlin. Pinky Tomlin, it was a legendary song. Truman Tomlin was his name, fair-haired young guy, and fair-complexioned guy as well. And they began calling him Pinky, so he was always Pinky Tomlin, who came to national attention while he was a student at the University of Oklahoma. He submitted this original composition, which was co-written by Coy Poe, this was 1934, to bandleader Jimmy Greer. The song was "The Object of My Affection," became a number one hit late that year for Jimmy Greer's Coconut Grove Orchestra featuring Pinky Tomlin's vocal. Tomlin had written the song for University of Oklahoma co-ed Joanne Alcorn of Ponca City, Oklahoma, whom he would later marry. "Object of My Affection" became a huge hit. It was recorded widely by bands and vocalists, but Pinky's own vocal rendition became the best known. Ella Fitzgerald chose this song to sing for her first tryout at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Pinky and Ella then became lifelong friends. Pinky Tomlin with Jimmy Greer's orchestra, 1934.
My complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around. Oh, and keep acting like a clown until she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, not because she's not that kind who takes a dare, but instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care, 'cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine, oh my. Because she's not that kind who takes a dare, but instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care, 'cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime that baby holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Songwriter, singer Pinky Tomlin used that song to woo his bride-to-be at the University of Oklahoma. Her name was Joanne, and Pinky and Joanne did live together as married man and wife for more than 50 years before they passed away a couple of years apart. Here's a song from 1923, done by pianist Richard Scott and some of his New Orleans guys. It's called "An Old-Fashioned Love." Thank you.
my heart, and there it will always remain. Like that old ivy vine, swing a little closer every time. Through the years, joy and tears, still the same. And I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart, and there it will always remain. Though the land may change to sea, that'll never bring a change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart.
That was Richard Scott, who was one of the great performers in New Orleans these days, playing piano. Seva Vinay was a guy who was playing guitar, and Jack Fine did the vocal, backed by a couple of the other guys in the band. On Radio Munson, speaking of guitars, this is Les Paul's with then-wife Mary Ford.
running wild, lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay and reckless too, every time, all the time, never blue, always going, don't know where, always showing.
Ha ha ha.
That's Rob Parton's Chicago-based Jazztech Big Band and Tom Garling's trombone playing Tommy Dorsey's old theme song called I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Yeah, Garling playing the trombone this time around. It's Radio Munson, and the trombonist here will be Trummy Young, part of Louis Armstrong's band.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you. The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill, and it wasn't until my dream come true. The wind, the willows play love's sweet melody, and all of the vows we made were never to be. Though we were parted, you follow me still. Oh, you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Come climb the hill with me, baby. We'll see what we will see. I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where the berries are blue. Yes, each afternoon we'll go. Yes, higher than the moon we'll go. To our wedding in June. Papa, the tea-party's up, hey, Papa, say, doing the willows play. Yes, love sweet melody, and all of these vows we made, baby, were never to be. Yet you part of me still, for you were my thrill. Yeah, Blueberry Hill, but do say, Papa do tea, baby, Papa say, Papa da da, yeah.
Belted out pops, Louis Armstrong, here on Radio Munson. My email address, by the way, is don@wglt.org. Love to hear from you whenever the inspiration strikes. Going to have something by Groove Holmes from 1965. It was a hit song, and it was a jazz song, sort of a jazz funk song, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's one of the great vocal arrangements, I think, of all time. Gene Perling, founding member of the Hi-Lo's, did the a cappella arrangement for the Manhattan Transfer.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right.
I may be
perfectly with
swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown.
Oh, how could he know we two were so in love?
The whole wide world seemed upside down.
The streets of town paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Of town
were paved with stars.
It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in
Misty, 1965, Richard Groove Holmes. Yeah. Here on Radio Munson, following the Manhattan Transfer. Wasn't that a great a cappella version of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square? Here's a song that Peggy Lee wrote with her husband, Dave Barber, who leads the band.
I know a little bit about
a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmur to schmoo. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
That's Peggy Lee from Schmear to Schmoo. Yeah, she's very familiar with that part of the encyclopedia. That's what she wrote. She wrote some great lyrics, Peggy Lee. Here's a song for tonight, if you could just see it, the moon, that is. Done by Paul McCartney, with Andy Stein playing violin, and both John and Papa Bucky Pizzarelli playing guitars.
Ooh, say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Tongue parade. Without your love, It's a melody played in a penny arcade. Yes, it's a Barnum and Bailey world, about as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be